Should the Democratic Party in Michigan be looking for a new ally, one that's traditionally seen as having closer ties with the GOP? MLive columnist Rick Haglund thinks the answer is yes. He thinks Democrats in Michigan would be wise to join forces with big business. And Mark Brewer, former chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, agrees. Mark, Rick, it's so good to have you both with us.
Glad to be here.
Rick, tell me, what led to your conclusion that Democrats and big business have more in common than we might think?
Well, when I was watching what's been going on in Lansing over the past few years, it became apparent to me that the Republican Party, which has always been kind of the party of business, in Michigan has kind of become the party of small business. The legislature has done a lot of things that have helped small business, including the business tax restructuring, in which most small businesses don't even have to file for it anymore. But they've also done a number of things that have been detrimental to big business. The new bridge to Canada, the legislature opposed that, even though most of the major businesses in the state said that it was critical for continued trade with Canada. The legislature has failed to pass adequate road funding. They're talking about more now, but the bigger businesses say we need about $1 billion more a year, in line with what the governor is saying, and the legislature has not gone for that. They've passed right-to-work legislation, which actually could cause some labor management problems with some of the automakers and some of the bigger businesses as time goes on. So I just thought, you know, the Democrats have really been taking it on the chin in Lansing. The Republicans pretty much have had their way. And I thought, you know, the Democrats need some new allies, and many of the things the Democrats stand for, big business is in agreement with them on.
How does that strike you, Mark?
Oh, I think Rick's got it right. I would add a couple of other points to his excellent analysis. A lot of the traditional business advocacy groups, like the State Chamber of Commerce and even the Small Business Association, have frankly become nothing more than arms of the Republican Party. And that's why you see different groups like Business Leaders for Michigan or this ad hoc coalition recently that has said we need to extend anti-discrimination protections to members of the LGBT community, mm-hmm. because their traditional advocates are not stepping out on that. I think the other phenomenon you're seeing is that as the Tea Party gets more and more control over the Republican Party in this state and nationally, the Tea Party is not business-friendly. It is not a business-friendly organization or movement. And so for those reasons, in addition to the ones that Rick pointed out, I think there are openings, there are opportunities for Democrats to work with the business community. In addition to what Rick mentioned, the abortion insurance controversy that we've had here in Michigan, I talked to a number of business people who are very uncomfortable with the fact that they now have to talk about abortion insurance with their employees as a separate item, apart from whatever umbrella coverage they might provide. Nationally, we see that Democrats and business are much more closely aligned on immigration reform, while the bulk of the Republican Party, especially the Tea Party wing, is just adamant there should be no reform. So I think Rick is absolutely right. On an issue-by-issue basis, Democrats and business should be making a concerted effort to work together more.
And Rick, your piece for MLive, you also point out how, you know, that big business and Democrats are also aligned on more state support for higher education and greater investment in mass transit in cities.
That's right. I think so. They see those issues as being pretty critical to the future prosperity of Michigan. On the other hand, you look at the Republicans that control all of the branches of government. The Republicans in the legislature have, you know, basically been fighting with the universities for a number of years. You know, higher education has almost been a dirty word. Once you get beyond community colleges, they've not shown a lot of support for higher ed, whereas groups like Business Leaders for Michigan are saying, you know, we need probably a million more people over the next 10 or 15 years to have at least a bachelor's degree in this state.
Mark Brewer, doesn't the idea of Democrats reaching out and forming alliances with big business, does that not go against what many expect from the Democratic Party?
Well, I think it does, but I think that also indicates that there's really a stereotype about Democrats, not only in Michigan, but nationally. Look, you know, we are in favor of the economic system that we've got. It creates jobs. It leads to prosperity. And I think we need to kind of break down these stereotypes, break down these walls, because as we've now talked about here, we've made at least half a dozen major issues on which there is common ground between Democrats and business. And instead of all retreating behind our walls and staying behind our walls, we need to try to find common ground on these issues, because it's in the, to the benefit of all the people of Michigan that we do so. And if the Republicans don't want to advance those common interests, Democrats and business should reach out to each other and make sure that happens.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with MLive writer Rick Hagland about his column in MLive, Democrats and Big Business, You Have More in Common Than You Think. And Rick is joined by Mark Brewer, the former chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. And I'd like the thoughts of both of you to this question. I guess I'll let you start, Rick, because Mark just spoke. I'm wondering what you think Democrats are missing by not reaching out to big business.
Well, I think, you know, they like the Democratic Party has historically been the party of the working person. It's depended quite a bit on union support for financing its candidates and in party activities. Mark could probably speak better to this than me, but it could be that they could be a little gun shy about getting a little too close to big business and possibly alienating some of their traditional constituencies.
There is some of that, but I think, again, you know, we need to break through these barriers. And for Democrats, I think there are two things here. One, it advances our agenda. We believe in quality education. We believe in a woman's right to choose. We believe in protecting the civil rights of our friends in the LGBT community, and we can make common ground there. And also, as Rick indicated, as we started here, Democrats are winning very few victories in Lansing, and these are some ways to forge some victories and indicate to the people of Michigan that Democrats, you know, still matter, and we can still advance public policy in this state, even though we're in the minority. I mean, there's still going to be a lot of things that keep us apart. There's no doubt about that. But on those things, we just agree to disagree. And on things where there is common ground, and particularly where we can both advance the interests of all the people of Michigan, we need to set aside those things and not let them block us from working together. I'm glad Rick wrote this column. I think it's an excellent point that's long overdue.
And does it strike you that people are just weary of factionalism and that sense of division, and not a sense of us, but of them? There's them, there's us, but not we together.
That's right. And again, I think we're all guilty of that. There's plenty of blame to go around. We all retreat behind our walls and throw partisan bombs at each other, and sometimes we forget. Much of the time we forget that the goal here is to advance public policy to benefit the entire state. So I hope, as a result of Rick's column and other people thinking about this, that there will be much more reaching across the aisle between Democrats and business to advance some of the topics we've talked about here today.
Well, what would that look like? What does the courting and reaching out, what does that mean to you? What would it look like, Mark?
Well, I think it's at a very much a tactical level. It's simply picking up the phone, either on the business side or on the Democratic side. Maybe it's Democratic legislators. Maybe it's party leaders. There's all kinds of folks who could do that. And you can create ad hoc coalitions, like this coalition that has come together recently to advance LGBT protections. You can form ad hoc issue coalitions. Again, agree to disagree on other things, but let's together work on getting this problem solved. And we need much more of that, because we've got such partisan divides. The parties and a lot of the other parts of the political process are increasingly dysfunctional. So I think ad hoc coalitions of like-minded people who agree to work on a particular issue is the way to go.
Mark Brewer is the former chair of Michigan's Democratic Party, and he was joined by MLive columnist, writer Rick Hagland. It was great talking to both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you again, Cindy.